The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Known as Pittsburgh's Little Italy,
the next 7 days
today is a neighborhood of Italian specialty shops and traditions. But more than 100 years before the first wave of Italian immigrants, another ethnic group laid claim to the area. Located about 3 miles east of downtown Pittsburgh, Bloomfield encompasses less than 1 square mile bordered by Shadyside, Oakland, and Friendship. Its name originated in the mid-1700s when George Washington described the area as a field of many blooms. In 1771, German immigrant Joseph Conrad Weinbiddle turned the blooms to farmland with cattle and a variety of cash crops. During the Revolutionary War, Weinbiddle supplied beef to the soldiers at Fort Pitt and used the profits to buy more land, creating a 648-acre farm that spanned what is today Bloomfield, Friendship, Garfield, and East Liberty. Eventually, Weinbiddle's descendants divided his land and sold the lots to fellow German immigrants. These German Americans created the Bloomfield Business District and erected closely built row houses throughout the community. By World War I, waves of Italian Americans began to lay claim to Bloomfield. Many came from the Abruzzo region in central Italy in search of a better life. Bloomfield provided economic opportunity through factory work and eventually the growing healthcare industry. As Bloomfield became more ethnically concentrated, Italian-American restaurants, specialty shops, and community traditions took root and blossomed. Today, the green, white, and red striped parking meters and the annual Little Italy Days Festival help to showcase Bloomfield's Italian pride.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.